This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. It's not too early to think about dealing with buckthorn, one of Minnesota's most damaging invasive plants. Wisconsin's not real happy with it either. Buckthorn shrubs were originally brought here from Europe in the mid-1800s and planted as hedges. Since then, they've been invading everywhere their seed has dropped. Female buckthorns should be targeted first. They bear fruit, which means seeds, which means birds eat and disperse them. Buckthorn seeds in the soil can continue to germinate for many years. The root system of two-year-old and older plants must be completely removed or it will resprout for years to come. The seedlings to 1 year old are much easier to pull out. The key identifiable feature of buckthorn is the buck hoof print that can be seen at the end of the twig. This hoof print is formed by two terminal buds and a thorn going down the middle. Buckthorn leaves are some of the first leaves to appear in the spring and the last to drop their leaves in the fall, typical of an invasive. If you choose to use chemicals, herbicides containing glyphosate or triclopyr are recommended for buckthorn control. Keep in mind, they are not selective about what they kill. Many municipalities and landowners are using goats to get rid of buckthorn. It's a wonderful organic way to do so, plus they're cute. Busting buckthorn is a multi-year commitment. I have much more information on GardenBite.com. The shrubs harbor crown rust fungus and soybean aphids while not having any natural controls like insects or disease that would curb their growth. Nasty things. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.